This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
And Captain Ryan Lambert joins us. He's stuck in the Bahamas, poor guy. I don't think he might not ever come back. Ryan, what's it look like over there in the Bahamas?
Oh, my gosh, beautiful water. If we had water like this, wouldn't be a speckled trout left.
Yeah, it's got to be gorgeous. What y'all been catching besides, are you fishing for the bonefish?
Nope, I didn't fish. I was here with the family, and I spent every waking minute with my little two-year-old grandson and taught him where the sun comes up and goes down and how to tell directions and that kind of stuff.
Oh, gee, well, you know, he'll be bugging you to fish pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, he'll be in that pond at home catching sockeye, and they're biting real good at home right now. So
what's the report from the guys back at the lodge?
It was a difficult week for some reason. The fish didn't bite great because, well, the tide's in the evening. It's about 4:30 in the evening, the high tide, you know, and that's when the fresh water gets abated by the salt water coming in under it, and that's when the fish come right in there with it. So, you know, you have to wait a little later for the bite, but usually it's pretty good. They've done all right. The river's at 11, 8 and falling. It's supposed to be 6 something by April, so that's pretty good. By April 4th, it'd be 6.2 or something like that. So that'll crank it off. And then the 25th is the full moon, so things will really start looking up.
Yes, indeed. When can we expect those glass minnows to spawn? And
that's an April thing, and being the river's going to go down till, you know, it's going to be 6 or lower in April if we don't get another, you know, big system come in. And we might get a really good glass minnow spawn. I haven't seen one in quite a while, but I'd love to see one this year because, boy, them trout go to gorging on them and redfish. Everything will go to pounding on them. Then if the river's under 7, usually the bull reds will start coming around heavy again already.
Yep.
So it's going to be a good spring.
You know, you may not have got word being that you're over there in the Bahamas, but we set the red snapper season for Louisiana this week at the commission meeting. May 1st, 7 days a week, and until they catch the 800,000-plus pound quota. So I know you guys do a little bit of snapper fishing. And
explain how
that works in state waters.
Well, we'll go out, you know, to close sometime the rig, sometime natural bottom. They got some natural bottom that's only a couple of miles off. And when I say natural bottom, that's humps and things like that that come out of deep water and come up to 100 foot, and there's little humps on top of it. Those snappers will get on top of that. So if you got good sonar, you can see them and drop down on them. And that's fun because you don't get hung as much and they don't break you off in the rigs as much. So natural bottom is a lot more fun than rig fishing. But rig fishing, if you can get them to come off the rig a little bit and get down where you can fight them well, you know, it's kind of like mangroves. You know, they want to get in that rig and pop off a lot. And that's a hard fighting fish. Boy, I tell you, you need some really good fluorocarbon, you know, 100 pounds or better in order to survive that down there dragging on the rig and stuff. But we'll just throw, you can almost throw anything down there. I even like trying to catch them on artificials myself with jigging spoons. I really like that, dropping the jigging spoon to come right off the bottom and jig it up and down a couple times. They will hammer that thing. Then if they're at a certain depth, you know, you just count down until you get that hit, and then you'll know where they are. So, you know, I really like to do that. And again, you know, just fighting them up and getting them up before the sharks get to them. There's a lot of sharks.
And you're allowed to go out how far? with the Louisiana charter cap. The 9 mile is the Louisiana, just like it is here in Alabama. I was going to ask you about, you know, you're known as the plastic man because you don't like to fool with shrimp and pogies and all that type of stuff that most snapper fishermen fish with. So you like that jigging spoon for snapper.
Yeah, jigging spoons work really well, I'm telling you. And a big jigging spoon. And cobia, too. You know, sometimes in the summer I'll throw I have a jigging spoon that kind of looks like a little squid, about 6 inches. And, oh, my gosh, when they hit that thing, they will just hammer it. You better be hanging on because they will fight. I like doing that, and I like fishing the mangroves, too. But the mangroves, you almost need cut bait, and I'll do it. You can catch them on a fly rod, even. You get a little sinking line and get a white cloud or something down there. You can catch them. Once you get them coming up, they'll eat it. So, you know, if you want to fish other than bait, you know, you can. You just have to be patient. You know, if it's the norm and everybody does it, how in the world you know that it won't work?
Until you try it. Yep, you got
to try it.
All right,
I even caught my halibut in Alaska on a jigging grub. You know what? I didn't use the bait.
Yeah, well, that's possible. All right, so Cajun Fishing Adventures is known naturally for the fishing and the great duck hunt. But one thing people don't know is the great food you guys serve. What is your favorite red snapper or mangrove snapper recipe?
Well, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to take just the fish, no breading, no nothing, and I'll put olive oil in the pan, and I started browning up. Then I'll put butter on top of that, and then I'll put capers. And I'll let that go, and then I'll hit them with some good Tony Sastras, and that's it. And I tell you what, in fact, I did it. I bought some hogs. Now I bought some hog snappers and groupers while I was here because I didn't want to go on a tourist fishing trip. So I bought them. And oh God, I did it like that here. They was like, oh my God, Uncle Ryan, because there's a bunch of us here. But that is so good. Those capers and butter really make it come out.
Yeah, well, you just made everybody hungry here, you know, with that recipe. That sounds excellent.
Yeah, I don't know what it's about those little capers, but boy, it sure make a fish taste good.
Yes, indeed. Well, when are you coming back?
Tonight, I'm gonna leave here. I'm flying out at 11:55, and I'll be home at 5:30, and we'll crank it up tomorrow and start getting things ready, and we're booking a lot of trips, so it's going to be game on. So it'll be busy from here on out. I just had to get me a little break, and I want to change both the decks on the lodge at the fly house and at the lodge. I'm going to change the whole decks out, so that'll be a little project for a week. And got the live shrimp boat working for the live shrimp guys. So yeah, we got a lot to do this week.
All right, sounds good. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and check on dates and locations and things like that.
Oh, yeah, they could always call me at 504-559-5111 or go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. And like I said, we're booking up pretty good, so time to get in.
And ask for the plastic man.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Captain Ryan, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
All right, my friend, see you.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert.